I think everybody wants to have passionate fan base, right?
Sure.
Yeah, it's 99.7 DJX. In order to be successful, have a successful brand, you need to have a passionate fan base.
Yeah, you want them to really care about the project.
Right, exactly. The DC Universe, just like the Marvel Universe, has very passionate fans.
Yes.
Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, The Flash, you know, Green Lantern, all of them, the Justice League, that's part of the DC Universe. So when Lanterns, the series from HBO, started getting teased, that is a part of the DC Universe.
Yes.
People started speculating, throwing out possible spoilers and things like that.
Yeah.
Well, this is now turned into a setting the bar, Kelly.
Oh, no, that's an example of what not to do.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without threatening to sue bloggers for correctly guessing the plot of your show, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
So, yeah, Warner Brothers has sent, like, cease and desist takedown notice to several bloggers who were correctly guessing the plot details of the new HBO show, Lanterns.
Oh, wow.
Here is just a quick teaser.
Do you know who I am?
Your guardian, founder of the Lanterns.
Yes.
May I ask you a question?
This is when most candidates ask, why me?
Mmm. Looks good.
I know exactly why me.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So, Warner Brothers and HBO, they started, like, sending these cease and desist to several, like, bloggers. Because they were piecing together the show's first episode.
Oh, my gosh.
Months early by just analyzing the publicly available materials, the teasers, things like that.
Wow.
Including casting announcements, promotional content, other things. So then they started, like, diving in. Okay, this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking this, 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 and this. And
Warner Brothers is like, hey, can you stop being so smart?
That's exactly right.
Oh, dang it. Are we that predictable?
Yeah, right.
Did we give too much away? We did.
So Warner Brothers was like, hey, it's violating copyright law. And legal journalists are like, you know what? It nothing's going to happen from this because
you guys put it out there.
Right, exactly. And it's that they're unlikely to pursue actual court action. So, but I think it's just hysterical that they're like, hey, you're actually getting it right.
Do you think Warner Brothers is like looking at Taylor Swift at all the Easter eggs that she likes to lay out for her fans?
And like, hey, we could do the same thing.
We can do that too.
And,
oh, wait, we gave too much away?
Oh, dang.
Oh, what, they know everything already? Oh, I mean, dang it.
I still think there is mystery in just saying, you know, just letting the spoilers be out there from fans.
Right.
And letting people discover that they're actually real or not.
Sure.
Know? But
I think as a fan, doesn't that make you feel like I am super extra
yeah, special
because I got it right?
Right. Right. So
I don't think that's a bad thing.
Instead, they're taking a hard line and going, no, you got it. You got it right.
Or maybe you just like don't reveal all your cards yet. Maybe you just keep posting like the eye emojis.
Well, maybe they were just thinking that they were being clever with their teasing.
Right. And then they realized we're not as clever as we thought.
Right. There are super sleuths in the audience that
then you just reward those super fans.
I know.
You guys are super extra.
That's what you and I would do.
Yes. It's a good thing. This is all a good thing, Warner Brothers.
But it takes it to the setting the bar level when they threaten to sue and they get cease and desist. Right. Exactly. So again,
bless their hearts.
If you can manage to make it through the day without threatening to sue bloggers for correctly guessing the plot of your new show.
Hysterical. And the bloggers are all like, guys, we did it.
We did it. We did it. That's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. Yeah.